Your child's strengths. Discover them, develop them, use them. Author, Jennifer Fox. Strengths, weaknesses, and uniqueness. Every child is unique. All children come into the world bearing gifts. All have strengths and talents inside them, and yet there's the possibility that their uniqueness will go unrecognized. Strengths are those that are marked by a sense of purpose, connectedness, resilience, and fulfillment. Children are not that different from adults. They want clear and realistic goals, expectations for their futures, and systems that allow them to arrive at those goals feeling fulfilled and stronger. They also want a voice in setting those goals and expectations for their futures. When children go to a particular college, take up a new hobby, or follow a career path just to please someone else, they end up in position of weakness, not strength. Wrong direction. Focusing on the weakness. No matter what their personalities or characteristics, children won't develop their true talents or discover real strengths without a process of encouragement, nurturing, and sustained approval. There are things that you do and that your child's school does that unintentionally weaken children. In general, we do this through the systems we have in place and the conversations we have, or don't have, about the expectations and requirements we have laid out for their future success. Parents and teachers have fallen into the trap of believing that academic accomplishment is the sole basis for achieving the well-lived life. Losing matters in the game of academic achievement. Society punishes losers for life. At least that's how most parents and teachers act. The pressure children feel to overachieve comes from a place of weakness rather than a place of strength. Today, children are being failed or denied access to advanced degree programs and specialized schools, or even refused a high school diploma based on a single standardized test. The high cost of a brand name college. Anxiety around college admission seems to be the driving force trapping parents and children in a damaging cycle of weakness in most educational experiences leading up to college. Many students make poor choices based on the ratings and find themselves in environments that aren't a good match for their personal preferences or their goals. This leads to failure and disappointment in the early years of college, and some students don't recognize this failure as a poor choice. Instead, they see it as a sign of their weakness. Learning disabilities for dummies. We don't help children succeed when we all place the blame for the learning problems on them. We begin by assuming that the struggle in school is the student's fault, when there are many factors that can contribute to a child having difficulty in school. Contrary to popular belief, most learning disabilities are not by definition due to abnormalities of the brain. When referring to specific learning disabilities, the definition does not include Asperger's syndrome or autism. The myth of adolescent rebellion. If we fail to see that children are born as individuals, if we see them as clay to be molded in any shape we like, the tougher ones will fight back and end up spiteful and wild, while the less strong will lose that uniqueness they were born with. It bears repeating that most children find school boring when their strengths are not engaged in class. We may think that if something doesn't relate to their life, chances are, they just don't care that much about whatever it is. The classes teenagers are most turned on to are the ones in which the teachers treat them like fully formed people with profound and important ideas. Adolescents don't naturally see adults as the enemy, but they react strongly to a sideways look, a judgmental sneer, or disapproving body language. This is one form of rebellion. A strengths awakening. The strengths movement is about getting you to change your thinking in order to experience the sense of purpose and fulfillment that comes from living your life from your strengths rather than your weaknesses. And one of the most important reasons for you to change your way of thinking is so you can guide your child's thinking about his unique strengths. This is the best gift you can give your child. Your three types of strengths, activity strengths, learning strengths, planning to use strengths, relationship strengths. How do children discover their strengths? The real process of strength discovery begins with self-reflection. Thinking about strength becomes part of your daily life and eventually part of your future. It becomes a habit. The younger the child is, the easier this will be, as their minds are less entrenched in negative thinking. Your job is to notice the unique qualities in your sons and daughters and celebrate those qualities. Your child's schools should be engaged in the same noticing process. The things you observe may or may not turn out to be strengths. Parents and teachers can see the strength garden through recognizing innate tendencies in a child's personality without trying to change or squelch them. Strengths are for younger kids too. When children are ready to name, identify, or discover their strengths, they access something that formed early in their lives, a combination of nature and nurture. We don't make our strengths. They are part of a code that makes up our personalities. Adults can influence children's access to the code, but not the code itself. People access the strengths code through a combination of positive memories and creative imagination. A positive environment will give your child a sense of security and confidence, and your child will appreciate your observations, even if he disagrees with them. The role of play and imagination in cultivating and igniting strengths. Play is the activity during which people have free rein to explore, invent, express, and act on impulse. Creative opportunities have few rules. The fewer the rules, the more freedom people have to volunteer strengths. In creative play, all are free to bring, to bear any and all strengths they choose. The imagination knows no bounds. In play, it's the first step in the creative process. This is where strengths initially emerge. Many studies indicate that play not only reflects, but contributes to general cognitive and social development. Evidence indicates that fantasy play also strengthens children's memory. If you watch children play, you'll notice that when undirected, they quickly flow into games involving elaborate fantasies, in which they take on imaginary roles. Self-esteem is an important component of building children's strengths, but building self-esteem has become confused with praise. Praise is something that comes from the outside. Self-esteem is something that is built from the inside. Real self-esteem is built when a child accomplishes real work at a high level. Improvement only happens when children are asked to stretch beyond their comfort zone. Intelligent and well-guided strength development in children and young adults results in improved performance and ultimately excellence. That is the source of genuine self-esteem. Is this the answer to our future? Young people who are working on discovering and developing their strengths now will be more self-aware and self-direct in the future. Parents and teachers who work alongside children in developing their strengths have something significant to talk about with them. Parents can tell their children how they're developing their strengths at work, and children can tell parents about what's happening at school. In this way, strength conversations are a new kind of glue to bond families. These individual conversations might lead to a more collaborative discussion about how to plan the family's week, what a student might do over the summer, or any other decision involving how to activate strengths in the family. Parents know their children better than anyone else does. They should be in partnership with the schools. We have so many good things to learn from one another. One of the great disappointments is that parents and schools increasingly see one another as adversaries.